Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
We are back by popular demand. We're back for Tomorrow Never Dies.
We're back sequel. Because it's a long franchise and people were like, we don't want to have to think about another franchise they could potentially do.
If you could just get this out of the way.
Just let it roll through and maybe they'll stop on their own. Well, too bad. We're not going to stop.
That's it. Because we are the second movie into the Pierce Brosnan Bond run. Mm. If you could leave a like, it's great.
If you can't leave a like, we don't care. We don't need you.
No, we do.
Okay, edit that out then.
And you know I will. Originally, this was actually called Tomorrow Never Lies.
Oh, yeah.
Script typo. So they went, oh, actually, that sounds a little bit better. Tomorrow Never Lies makes more sense.
Because it's about the manipulation of the media, yeah, for sure. Tomorrow Never Dies doesn't make any sense.
No, because tomorrow also eventually dies with the collapse of the universe.
Absolutely, the heat death of the universe, certainly. But I mean, slightly earlier than that, also, if the bad guy's plan in this movie were to come through, like all of the world probably would have been annihilated in some sort of nuclear war. So yeah. Tomorrow would definitely have died. So maybe that's what it should have been called. It should be called Tomorrow Will Definitely Die If Carver, the media magnate, succeeds in his conspiracy to cause the British and the Chinese to start a war together. That's yes. His plan, unless Bond stops him.
Never dies?
Never dies.
I thought I hated this.
Oh, yes?
I went for decades thinking that this was a movie that I didn't like.
When did this come out? 2002?
No, 97.
Okay, right.
They hurried this into production. Uh-huh. Anthony Hopkins was cast as Elliot Carver, but he walked away 3 days in because it was really chaotic. There wasn't a completed shooting script because they had to finish the movie 2 years after Goldeneye to kind of get another one going. He actually went on to do Mask of Zorro, which was what Martin Campbell was doing at the time because he didn't want to do another one.
And he could be, director of Goldeneye,
That's it. And Pierce Brosnan also said this movie was like pulling teeth.
And they got, it's in the capable hands of Roger Spottiswood.
Yes.
Which is a name that I assumed was a made up name, like an Alan Smithy. But it turns out, no, he directed both Turner and Hooch and Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh my God.
Right?
Absolute. Legend of the game?
Legend of the game, for sure.
So
Did you know Henry Winkler? Here's a side note.
Yeah.
Henry Winkler was going to direct Turner and Hooch.
Really?
But speaking of people who cut out early, he worked on it for 2 weeks, then he quit. And he said, let's just say I got along better with Hooch than I did with Turner.
What?
That's right. Hooch was the dog.
Yeah, no, I know.
Turner was the man.
Yes. I wasn't 100% on that. I said I know, but I wasn't 100%
on it. You think Hooch is a man's name? It's the name of a dog or a booze you drink in an alley.
Or that guy in Scrubs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
But he's fictional.
Yeah.
As is the movie. Anyway, we're not doing Turner and Hooch. Yeah, so I think it's because I was so poisoned by Die Another Day.
Yeah.
And I just presumed that everything in between was mostly that. But this is definitely more Goldeneye than Die Another Day.
This movie is okay, but I feel you can feel it coming apart at the seams a little bit. Like the downhill slide from Goldeneye is starting. Like the quips are getting worse and more obvious.
Couple of my favorites here.
Oh, yes.
You always were a cunning linguist. Mm-hmm. Pump her for information.
Well, those are both Money Penny quips.
Yes.
Like in this, again, we're still in this stage where Money Penny, it's just back and forth dirty talk between her and Bond. oftentimes when Emma's just standing there, she's like, oh, I hope you pump her for information, James. Then she does the thing with the fingers, put the finger through the hole, you know? She's like, hey, huh? What do you reckon about that, Bond? But I have a note here. It says, James Bond, who are you talking to with your little quips? This one especially. Tell the audience from the other side of the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Quite early on, there's this plane stunt.
Sure.
First of all, he gets into this plane. Yep. He doesn't kill the co-pilot.
No.
He whacks him over the head with a helmet and he just leaves in there. What do you think's going to happen, Bond? You think you're going to fly all the way to Britain and this guy's not going to wake up? Of course he's going to wake up trying to kill you with a belt or whatever. Secondly, the chase happens and he ejects the guy into the other plane and it all blows up and he goes, huh, backseat driver. Who are you talking
to? Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense.
You don't drive a plane.
No, you fly a plane. He would have said he should have said backseat flyer and then turned to a second camera and gone, like backseat driver, but different.
I feel like if I'd have seen that clip alone, yes, just up on YouTube, uh-huh, I would have thought that somebody spliced in a scene from Hot Shots with that yeah, right, guy going through the bottom of a plane.
Yep.
And stopping in the sea.
And then all of a sudden there's like chicken feathers everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, the plane stunt right at the start of the movie, it's just GoldenEye again. It's just the opening sequence.
But not as good.
Not as good, but just more. And I think maybe that was the screenwriting direction. It was like, people like the GoldenEye scene.
They like the plane.
Where you think he's gonna die and then he escapes in the plane. Just do the thing again where you think he's going to die and then he escapes in a plane kind of thing.
That's all I wanted to see.
Also, in that sequence, Bond is aware that there is a cruise missile that is approaching a number of nuclear bombs that could cause untold havoc in the world, and he stops and he wastes precious time lighting some terrorist cigarette before he does anything.
It's for us.
It is for me. But he's like, well, I could just crack this guy in the head with the butt of my rifle.
Yeah.
Or I could wait for him, I could light his cigarette. Maybe the wind will put it out. I'll have to do it again.
He gets a good look at me.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe he pulls his gun, whatever, and then lights him. And then you crack him with the butt of the gun so you can say, oh, smoking is a filthy habit, isn't it? You could have died. Everyone could have died, Bond. Who are you talking to? The audience, we know.
So I remember we laughed and laughed, Mason.
Yes.
Years ago about this.
We don't do that anymore, do we?
No, we haven't laughed since. About this idea of a person manipulating the media and taking over the world with the newspapers.
Mm, that's right.
And this is basically Rupert Murdoch.
It really is now, yeah. I mean, this Carver is kind of like, he's sort of the amalgamation of like, he's a Steve Jobs and he's a Murdoch and he's a Kerry Packer or whoever else was alive then.
Yes.
Your bloody, the Hearsts.
Hearst Rent-A-Car?
Yeah, Hearst Rent-A-Car. Well, I'm going to talk about rent-a-cars later.
Oh, yeah.
William Randolph Hearst. That's who I'm thinking
of. Gotcha, okay.
But yeah, this isn't that far-fetched at this point, no, really.
Because I remember also there was the argument that, you know, his plan would have failed eventually because, you know, media would have pivoted digitally and he would have been stuck printing newspapers. But I feel like he would have made the adjustment.
He would have made the jump, yeah, for sure.
Not the best villain, but I guess it's still different than GoldenEye, you know?
That's true, yeah. Because you have tough guy, weedy guy.
Yeah, that's
next
right.
Next one, tough guy? I can't remember. It doesn't matter. We'll doesn't get
matter.
To it.
It doesn't matter.
But you got to alternate tough guy, weedy guy. That's how we got the guy in Quantum of Solace, who's just a weedy French guy with a crowbar. You remember?
Oh, I remember. Or an axe.
Maybe.
We'll get to it in whenever, how many years we do that.
So we have time. No Time to Die is not for ages.
That's
so we'll
true,
do, we'll do every Bond movie by then.
Yep. So this was originally supposed to tie into the Hong Kong handover.
Oh, yeah, no, I got, in 99,
it was,
yeah.
That's right, it was given back to the Chinese. But they thought this is going to date the movie. Also, if something goes wrong during that event, that's not going to look good for this movie that we're putting out.
That's
so
true.
Let's just avoid that at all costs. I feel like, though, this movie has aged better than I thought.
I agree, yeah.
Except for the kicking and punching sound effects, which are mostly horrendous,
They're not correctly gauged. There's a moment in there.
The little kick?
There's a little kick, yeah. There's also a scene where Bond is brought into a room by some bouncers, some
thugs,
exactly or whatever.
That's exactly what I'm talking about,
And there's one where he gets hit with a baseball bat. It's the noise that would make if somebody's skull gets completely caved in. Like, there's no coming back from it. It's like a wet whack crunch.
Why is he letting them beat him up for that long?
It's a really good question.
Because I know he's kind of like, I can take it. And you can see kind of, you know, he's eventually going to turn the tables. But they're hitting you with baseball bats,
mate. Here's the downfall of this one, which was less so the downfall of GoldenEye, and certainly less so than all the Daniel Craig Bonds, is that this Bond is in the mode of introduce yourself with your real name, give the game away completely in a way that get you into a lot of trouble, and then get brought into a room and get beaten up. Like, within 5 minutes, he goes up to Elliot Carver, and he's like, boy, you
banged your wife pretty much.
Yeah, I banged your wife, and also I know you've redirected all those ships and stuff. I know you did it. Imagine. He's like, I'm a banker. And the guy's like, what sort of banking? I know you did crimes banking. Straight away.
You may as well just say you're a spy at that point, because they're going to come after you regardless. Yeah. I did like how later, when he escaped, they looked into him and they went, oh, look, he's got a crystal clean record.
Yeah.
Then he's a spy, because people don't have those kind of records. I thought that was interesting where they didn't exactly figure it out straight away.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But that's how he, you know, that's how he worked out that his wife was lying.
Also, it said, didn't bang your wife. The file. It was like, this guy definitely didn't bang your wife. Well.
I actually thought that, first of all, interesting thing about the Bond women, neither of them are evil.
That's true.
And
which means at least one's going to die.
Exactly. And of course, it's Terry Hatcher. She was pregnant during the filming of this.
Ah.
She gets a bit.
That's why the newspaper theme. She's always hiding her pregnant belly behind newspapers.
I thought she did a reasonably good job with a very minimal role.
Yes.
She has got flack for being in this, and people have talked about her as one of the worst Bond women. I don't think so. I think she does a decent job with this role, which was just turn up and slap James Bond and then a bit of banter and then you get shot or whatever.
And also,
poisoned.
Why? You wouldn't turn it down, I feel like.
No, definitely not.
If MGM wants me to be a Bond girl, I'll be a Bond girl.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
That being said, I really liked Michelle Yeoh in this. Mm. She did a lot of her own stunts. She couldn't do all of them because of insurance reasons. But the things like the escape that she makes when James Bond is getting shot at, and she's just walking down the wall and he's like, phew.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's good.
If any character from the Brosnan Bonds should have gotten their own spin-off, it would have been Wei Ling.
Well, funny you should mention that, because there is that talk of, you know, Jinx was going to get her own spin-off, but there was mention, or at least there was in the IMDb trivia and Wikipedias and such, that she was going to get a spin-off.
Mm.
And I think she definitely could have carried a franchise.
Agreed.
And still could. I love the dumb torture guy. Incredible.
Wait, which guy are we talking about?
I'm talking about the guy in the hotel room.
Oh, yeah, that is... Oh, hang on.
He's from Ghost. He looks like a sad cartoon dog.
Yeah, that is the late, great Vincent Chiavelli.
Yeah.
He's a sort of a
terrific,
iconic character actor.
Yeah.
And he's one of those that guys.
Yes.
No longer with us, but yeah, he's just...
I love that he's so in control of the situation. He's done it a million times.
Yes.
And to him, he's just going to work and he's having the banter and he's having a bit of fun with it. Then when he gets the tables turned on him, he goes to water.
Yes.
And then you see that side of Bond, which is always there, but it's behind this sheen of kind of civility and
suaveness
and stupid hair.
Uh-huh.
And he just goes, too bad, shoots him in the face.
Yeah,
I just think that's amazing, just getting those glimpses of Bond where this guy is an actual psychopath.
Yeah.
I think people forget that about this character.
That's true, but so Dr. Kaufman he's only in one scene, but he's very memorable, and he's he's got these moments of like, oh, well, this is embarrassing. How unprofessional are these guys? They can't get in a car. I have to torture you. I'm sorry. That being said, the other henchman, Stamper, no good.
Nah, I feel. Don't like
just,
him. No.
He looks like he belongs in a German boy band.
Yeah, he looks like
stupid hair.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like somebody that Popeye would beat up on the way to beat up Pluto. One thing I wanted to say also was, after Terry Hatcher dies, you do get the sense where he takes a moment that he did actually like her.
Yeah.
And you don't often get that with Bond.
No.
Like, people fall around him dying, you know, drop dead all the time, and he just kind of cruises on out of there, but you kind of get the sense that, oh, no, he actually did like this one for a second at the very least.
I think he likes most of them. Yeah. Except the villains.
Yeah, sure. Does he?
Maybe we're due for, like, a Bond visits his therapist movie.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of crying.
I want to ask you about this.
Okay.
I love a Bond clothing report.
Oh, I'm ready.
And look, we could get into the specifics all day, every day.
I mean, my number one question is, after Bond and Wei Lin are captured, where do they get their clothes? They just happen to have a snappy red jacket for her, ready to go?
He's got his tailor, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
He goes into any hotel in the world.
Okay, right. Okay, what's your clothing question?
So, what do you think of the look of Commander Bond?
Oh,
very rarely we get him.
We do, that's true.
In his naval outfit.
Yes.
I love it. Where are you at with it?
I think it's very snappy. I think it's a nice, you know, it's a nice change.
Yeah.
You get all these little gold buttons in his hat. it's rare to see a hatted Bond. It was very common, I feel, in the Roger Moore days, but less so.
Yeah. Because he has that background, but, you know, you don't always get a lot of it in these movies. I think this might be the...
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day are now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. Last time we've had that in these movies?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Daniel Craig certainly hasn't done it.
No.
His background was drowning men in sinks.
That's true.
I don't think he was in the Navy. I think that's just what he did. That was his job full time.
He just hung around on a Navy destroyer. Like he just scuttled around in it at night and he just strangled sailors.
So he's like an urban myth.
Yeah. But they eventually made him an honorary commander. They're like, if you leave, we'll give you some medals. And he's like, okay.
So, Jerry Butler appearance. I don't know if you noticed.
I did not notice that. Yeah. Where is he?
He's in one of the war rooms. I don't know.
Okay, right.
So apparently he turned down Casino Royale for fear of typecasting. That was on IMDb.
Oh, I see.
I don't know whether I believe that.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
Other surprise guest appearance is Ricky Jay. the magician slash card expert who was the hacker guy. Yeah, he's the guy who can like he's
flicking them.
He's
this
the master
way and
of
that.
He's the master of deadly playing cards as the hacker.
Yes, absolutely. I also want to say that I love that car. I mean, the car's fine, the BMW 750, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's not a... What's interesting about this movie is that it's got a pretty solid car chase with very unmemorable cars. Just like... Just standard issue, like European sedans.
Yeah. So it's got a GPS tracking system, which at the time...
Oh my God, this movie...
Mind-bending.
Oh my God, GPS must have been in the news because we got an explanation early on about what a GPS is.
Yep.
We get the whole drama is around GPS, mm-hmm. and the war's nearly going to start over a GPS. The car's got GPS.
Oh my God.
I enjoyed the fact that they're like, is that at no point, the whole drama is based around the idea that the British ship goes into Chinese territorial waters,
sure.
and then it gets blown up. And the commanders are like, there's no way this could have gone out of sync because it's the GPS system. Like these days would be like...
technology you just had?
Yeah. These days you'd be like, hey, Steve, can you switch it off and on again? Yeah. Oh, it's out of sync. Okay, cool. We'll leave. Sorry. Sorry, because that happens with technology. A lot of the time
exactly.
It just doesn't work.
Almost constantly.
Sorry, you were saying about the car chase.
Well, I think... I like the idea that he's got the little trackpad.
Yeah.
I like the phone. I want to get to the phone. Uh-huh. But I think that's a really cool invention for the time.
Yes.
I think you see that now and you're like, who cares because of drones and whatever.
For sure, yeah.
But then I thought that was really cool. I also think the cutting tool on the front of the car is way too specific.
Oh, it's so specific.
And at the exact height of that
but
cable.
But that's a James Bond gadget.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I've got to put all this rappelling line in your belt buckle.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, there's 75 feet to the ground. Here we go. Also, I enjoy the car chase and it's fun. And I enjoy the fact there's a lot of like reaction shots of Bond just in the back seat, just having a grand time, just playing on this thing. But also, when you think about it, the entire action sequence hinges on Bond not being able to open the front window of the car. Because right. He can open the rear window and leap into the back, but if he could leap into the front, probably
wouldn't
save a lot
problem.
Of time. Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
I love also the idea that it's mostly bulletproof and they're hitting it with sledgehammers. Look, it's not a great looking car, mm-hmm. but what they've done with it, I really
yes,
like.
Yes, absolutely. I also enjoyed and was a little bit mystified by the guy in that car chase. He's just standing on the street. He has a bazooka, but instead of aiming for the body of the car, he aims for the windshield that's already shattered.
One of the many times where Bond gets away just because he got lucky again.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also like the phone because it's not like a modern smartphone mm-hmm. where it's just got a scanner for everything, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it hacks every door. It's got like a very specific thumb scanner and a little key element to it, and it's a taser. I just think that's a great little gadget.
I agree.
Which is also implemented in the video game, which we will talk about.
Oh.
Yeah. Look, I just want to talk budget and product placement, but we'll talk about that after we play the amazing game because we did get 50,000 likes. Thanks. Yeah. Anyway, let's do it.
Here we go.
What a game, what an era. You got any notes, Mason?
Oh my God, just miscellaneous notes that I didn't quite
it's
get
my
to.
My favorite
that
thing.
We didn't awkwardly shoehorn into the first part of the video. Okay, I've written here, this is from the opening sequence where Bond gets into the plane and he's like spinning around and he's shooting like we just saw in the video game.
Sure.
I've written here, do you think a stagehand shook the cockpit or was Brosnan instructed to wobble like a jellyfish?
I think they didn't know on the day what was happening.
Yeah.
And Brosnan made that call.
I've written here, does Elliot Carver do a little speech every time he's on a video chat because it seems exhausting for everyone? Because he's all like, he always ends with, there's no news, like bad news. And everybody's like, ugh.
This fucking guy every day with his shit.
Here's a question I have for you.
Okay.
And the viewers.
Sure, throw it out there.
Is Bond allowed to do crimes while on a mission? Like, he's got a license to kill.
Yes.
But does that expand to just any kind of crime? Because in this... he breaks into, like, the printers.
Yeah.
He's just breaking and entering. He's just, like, getting his fingerprint. He's not wearing any gloves. He's getting his fingerprints.
He's probably had them melted off.
Right. He's just getting them. He's looking through all the drawers. So surely you could just get him arrested, like, after that.
Well, isn't it if you get captured
as
a MI6 agent?
Yeah.
They're like, we don't know him.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So I think you can do whatever you want as long as you don't get captured.
Because I feel that would be a fairly easy fix. You'd just be like, This guy, he works for Universal Exports or something. I don't know. It seems like a front company. But anyway, he was just in my office. He was rifling through stuff.
Yeah.
He pushed a $300 million satellite onto the ground. anyway, we've got footage of him and his fingerprints all over everything. Can you just put him in jail for just stealing stuff?
Oh, he stole a plane and flew away.
I've got here, surely not everyone at the printers is getting paid enough to fist fight James Bond.
No, absolutely not.
Because everybody gets into it. Like the guys with guns, sure, and like the security guards and stuff. But there looks like just like an NBC page. Yeah. Just in a blazer comes out, just leaps onto Bond and starts tackling him.
But if you're working with mates and a lunatic runs in,
you jump in, just
touching all the stuff.
Because otherwise you wouldn't be part of the story.
Exactly.
Like afterwards, they'd be like, hey, Terry, you bloody tackled that guy. And you'd be like,
oh, Terry no tackle over
yeah,
here.
Terry, yeah, Terry no tackle, yeah. But at one point,
as in balls, because you got no balls, mate. Right?
Speaking of Bond's quips to no one,
yep.
At one point, Bond says, huh, they'll print anything these days, right after he's thrown a man into a printing press and just minced him.
What he should have said was, they'll print anything these days, including using ink, which is actually the remains of a human corpse.
That man had a family. Don't use your phone while driving, Bond.
Well, he had to. When he's driving?
Yeah, when he's driving. He doesn't.
He has to.
He just takes
oh, I thought you meant
call.
When he's using the...
No, he just takes a phone call. I noticed the little things, James. It's very dangerous. Don't do it.
Which part of the movie is that?
And you lose points on your license.
Oh.
It's
this is a note for Ben, so I could send it to him so he doesn't have to look for it.
Okay. It's before the car chase.
Okay.
I've also written he's done an awful parking job.
He's
outside
care.
Of the line.
He's doing crimes.
I'm well aware.
He's doing crimes,
Mason. You don't have to use all these. I've also written here, what does Bond have against Avis Rent-A-Car?
I don't think he did it on purpose.
No, he launches it off the roof of a parking structure over a crowd of innocent people and then through the Avis Rent-A-Car storefront. And then he's like, yes.
Oh, so not the fact that he did it.
Yes.
The fact that afterwards he was like, I did it. I really did it.
Yeah. He could have killed 20 people.
Yeah, he probably did.
Mm.
But again, license to kill. Doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got a couple more notes. Again, Bond's terrible quips. And this is a testament to the downward slope of these movies.
Sure.
At one point he says to Weyland, we seem to have developed a certain attachment to each other. And then he lifts his hand to show that they're handcuffed together.
Did she not see it? That's for
she
us,
knows.
Though. That's
she,
for us.
She knows. She
that's
knows.
For us.
No, all right,
that's
God.
For us, man.
That's fine. after the motorcycle chase, which what do you reckon about that? You enjoy it?
It's good. Apparently the director told them that each one of them was driving, so that's why they have that little interaction.
Which is fun. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Afterwards, Bond says to Weyland, you were pretty good with that hook, you know, because they hook the helicopter.
That's
and
good.
She says, it comes with growing up in a rough neighborhood. Does it? You're doing that every day, are you?
Yeah.
You're hooking a helicopter.
It comes with it.
Okay.
That's how you get to school.
Just hook a helicopter. Hope it doesn't crash.
It's like GTA. Just tow you down the street.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Nice. Let's see. And here's one more, last one.
Sure.
If Bond's plan is to destroy the stealth ship.
Yes.
Or damage it enough that it becomes visible to radar and then the Navy can destroy it.
Sure.
Why do you have to go into it? Blow it up. Get on your little dinky little ship.
Is he mounting a rescue of sorts?
No.
Yeah,
it's
right.
All bad guys. It's exclusively bad guys on that ship.
Yeah.
And they're the worst of the worst because they know all these evil plans.
And they're the media. Ugh.
Yeah, that's right. So just stay on your little ship, shoot it with a bazooka,
is all I'm saying. Right, yeah.
Get a bazooka from that bazooka guy from earlier.
Yeah, Bazooka Joe.
Yeah. Hey, man, can I borrow your bazooka?
Yes.
Well, now you're Barry, no bazooka. Sucked in, idiot.
Terrific stuff. Did you know this is the first movie in film history to have its entire budget be covered by product placement?
That makes a lot of sense.
So it's around $100 million, a bit over. The budget for this is about $50 million more than GoldenEye, and it made $339 million, which is slightly less. Possibly hurt because it opened the same week as Titanic.
That'll do it.
Yeah, so that'll definitely do it.
Yeah.
But I feel like you don't get the sense that this is more expensive than the last one. I don't think it looks better. I don't think the whole thing runs as smooth as the last one.
I think
maybe the reason the budget did blow out is because they went, oh, we got some... We got some sponsorships.
We can do
whatever.
But I don't. BMW money.
It doesn't feel bigger than the last one. I guess the last one also did a lot of miniatures that this one doesn't seem to
do. That's true.
Yeah, which we didn't really talk about last week.
Okay, but it does have a scene where Bond and Weyland like rappel down the side of a building through Jonathan Pryce's face.
Incredible.
So that's a lot of money. That ain't free.
Why didn't he do a quip then? We tore this guy's face right down the middle of his face.
Wish I could do that to his real face, because he's a bad guy. Do it to his face.
It's not my best, I know, but please don't edit this out of the movie. They did. They edited it out.
Wow.
Yeah. So
this is for the people watching the movie. I'm James Bond.
So I just want to come back to, because I want to check in on this every week.
Yep.
It said that this is the only Brosnan James Bond film where it doesn't end with him lying on top of a woman, and in this, lying on top of a woman.
There you go.
Wow. So we're going to come back next week, obviously.
But I mean, they're in the water, though. That doesn't count.
Still counts, Mason.
My favorite bit about that is, he's like, let's stay undercover. And then the rescue ship leaves. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
They're going to drown.
Why isn't she like, no.
Yeah. This is like Titanic, that movie I just saw. We're going to die out here, Bond.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah.
That's what he's like.
It's for the movie, isn't it? Yeah, it's for us, the audience.
Anyway, I think this is.
Who wouldn't want to be stuck in the middle of the ocean with a beautiful lady, you know?
I know.
Or a beautiful Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
I think this is all right.
I think this is all right too, yeah.
It's shocking to me that I'm saying that, but there were moments when I'm like, I'm genuinely invested in this.
But I think you're right. I think that the next couple have really coloured our memories of this. Because in retrospect, I do remember enjoying this at the cinema.
Okay,
because it's got everything you want. It's got the gals. It's got the guns. It's got the gadgets.
Mm, 3 Gs.
The 3 Gs you need. That's right.
Yeah, terrific. So look, we will be coming back next week for... You can't feel any pain because you've got a bullet in your head.
Yeah.
What's that one again?
Billy, too many bullets.
Billy, too many bullets.
In your head.
Yeah.
One bullet is too many bullets.
The world is not enough?
Yes.
I feel like this should have been called The World Is Not Enough.
Right? Because he wants more than what he's currently got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Switch the titles. I guess you can switch the titles for most of these movies. It doesn't matter, does it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So look, also, again, if you want us to play the video game, 50,000 likes. Anything less than that, I'm not putting out the video.
Whoa.
At all.
What?
So it's either the video game or nothing. That's fair, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
what it
is. Name of the video game too. It's the video game or nothing.
Also, of course, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. And the reason we are doing this is because it got voted on Patreon. So we're running polls there all the time. If you want to chuck in a buck, we'd really appreciate that.
Please do. We'd very appreciate it. I know times are tough.
Yeah.
But give us money.
Yeah.
Give us your money.
Times are tough for us too, and we want your
money.
That's
right.
Yeah. All right. Obviously, you don't have to. And we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet. Comes out all the time every Monday. Check it out. I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Is this a good Bond film? Tell us.
It's good.
Yeah. All right.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling the listeners and viewers.
Terrific and great. Okay. Goodbye.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.